Good afternoon. Again, my name is Will Elkins, regional agronomist with Bayer Crop Science. And what we're going to go over is one new variety that was 1773 LLB2 that was advanced for commercial production by Bayer Crop Science here in the fall of 2009. Talk a little bit about, and really what I'm just going to go over is what the variety type of 1773 LLB2 is, the adaptation of where this variety seems to have the best fit, and just a couple brief snapshots of data on how this variety performed in 2009. 1773 LLB2, of course, is a Liberty Link Bogard 2 variety, early to mid maturity, a moderate growth habit, broadly adapted across the cotton belt, but some of the areas we've seen it do the best so far is in the Georgia and in the Carolinas. Also should have adaptation to East Texas. With the growing conditions we had in 2009, we'll be doing further testing in the East Texas to see how well it performs for us there. Yield potential's high, and one of the highlights of this variety is going to be the fiber quality package that we expect from Forman FiberMax variety, but also it's going to fit extremely well in some of the areas, especially in the Georgia and Carolinas, where growers are looking for a variety that can give them some of these high quality fiber values. Again, LLB2, it indicates it's Ignite herbicide tolerant variety. Geographic fit, again, as I said, Georgia through the Carolinas, through the Delta regions, and into East Texas. Characteristics of the variety, leaf types, a normal smooth leaf, again, maturity early to mid, pretty close to center of mid maturity, large bowl size. It is a medium to tall plant, but is able to be controlled fairly decent with stance or mepaquat chloride products. Fiber quality values, and really what you're looking at here on the screen is a compilation of a bunch of different trials on where these values fell, whether that's CAP trials or cotton agronomic performance trials or breeder trials or university trials. So you're looking at an aggregate of the fiber quality characteristics for 1773 LLB2. Length of it is really, and with one of the things that's really highlight this variety is a long fiber length. You're looking at premium length cotton somewhere in the 1.16 to 1.18 up to 1.20 range in inches. Uniformity, 83 or better, so good uniformity. 31 or better strength, we're looking at very good strength. Base micronair, somewhere in the 4.4 to 4.8 range. Again, on the agronomic recommendations, as I mentioned before, while it is a fairly tall plant, it does not have a terribly vigorous growth habit, so it is somewhat, I would say, middle of the road as management ability with mepaquat chloride products, including stance. Looking at our relative maturity, if you look in where this variety falls based on our current varieties that we have, LLB2 varieties within FiberMax, 1735 LLB2, if we're looking in the southeast, 1735 LLB2 in Georgia, South Carolina, and the Carolinas, it's going to fall, 1773 will fall between that and FM 1845 LLB2. So something just about a true mid is where this variety is going to fall. Got four little snapshots of data, and just to give you an idea of where this variety performance-wise is going to hit for us in some different areas. Looking at a breeder trial in Wilson, North Carolina in 2009, with some key varieties like 555 or 1740 FiberMax or Delta Pine 0935 or 5458 Stoneville, you can see where it falls with 1,549 pounds of lint. If you look at that length number at 1.19, it's doing extremely well on length. Strength, again, very well. Little on the high side on mic, but within a base range. And a uniformity value that's very good at 83.3. Average of two Mid-South breeder trials. These were at Clarkdale, Arkansas, and at Leland, Mississippi. Again, 1773 there in the blue. Your lint pounds falling in there with what we'd expect from a variety that we're going to push for production. Again, look at the length number at 1.20, the strength number at 31.8, and the uniformity at 84.0. You're looking at a variety that has a very good fiber quality package. Cotton, the last two slides will be an average of our, averaging a couple of cotton agronomic performance trials, or our CAP trials we do internally. And this is Southeast CAP trials, which would be in Georgia. Looking at 1735 there on your first ball on the left at 1,272 pounds, compared to our 1773, our new variety at 1367, compared to 1845, which we have got some traction with in Georgia. It's done pretty well for us in Georgia, compared at 1388. Mid-Atlantic, so average of two Mid-Atlantic CAP trials, seeing the same thing where it's falling at 1,561 pounds compared to 1,677 and for 1845 LLB2 or 1,430 for 1735 LLB2. To summarize up this short little talk is, again, a 1773, an early to mid-maturing variety. Performance-wise, where we see it fitting is a companion variety for 1845 LLB2 in Georgia in the Southeast, where somebody's looking for a variety. It's got a little earlier, you know, 8-10 days earlier than 1845, with the same quality fiber as 1845 and yield potential close to 1845. Again, fiber quality is impeccable with this variety. Probably one of the things we're the most proud about, advancing this variety forward. Yield potential across the belt from the Carolinas down to South Texas is good. And again, the key for Georgia and for the Carolinas is another tool for fit for amaranth, resistant amaranth management. And I think that's where this thing will fit very well as a companion to 1845. And folks, that's it for this one. And if you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them, or you can catch me later.